News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. The nation's highest court being asked to return former President Trump to the Colorado primary ballot. The Colorado Republican Party filed the appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court. The Colorado Supreme Court disqualified Mr. Trump from the ballot. An appeal from the Trump legal team is expected soon as well. And the prosecution trying to muzzle the Trump legal team in the former president's federal election interference trial.
Special counsel Jack Smith's office is asking a judge to bar Trump's lawyers from raising what they call irrelevant political issues or arguments, including that the prosecution is vindictive and selective or was coordinated by President Biden. The motion to preclude Trump from introducing broad categories of arguments is a way for prosecutors to try to set parameters on what information they believe the jury should or should not hear. It was filed as the case is effectively on hold during an appeal of the former president's claims that he's immune from prosecution for acts taken while in the White House. I'm Julie Walker.
Some big city mayors continue pleading for help dealing with an influx of illegal aliens. New York's Eric Adams joining some fellow Democrats in appealing to the Biden administration for assistance.
We must feed, clothe, house, educate children, and all the services that you would give a normal adult. And we're seeing that play out on our streets of New York. And that is what the breaking point looks like.
Adams criticizing Texas Governor Greg Abbott for sending illegal aliens who want to go to sanctuary cities like New York. In New York and Los Angeles, pro-Hamas protesters wreaked havoc at JFK Airport and LAX yesterday, blocking traffic to both airports, inconveniencing thousands of travelers. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 51 points, the NASDAQ ahead 36. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In Dinesh D'Souza's new blockbuster movie, Police State exposes the government's plot to control MAGA conservatives.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
MAGA Republicans threaten the very foundation of our republic.
Mass surveillance, censorship, and armed attacks. There's nowhere to hide.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant.
15 marked units on my property.
Military-styled soldiers point an automatic rifle at my head.
Are we becoming a police state?
It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
Directed by Dinesh D'Souza, Debbie D'Souza, and Bruce Shuley, Police State sounds the alarm.
What we need is a person, and then we go find out what crime you did.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
Police State, they have their lists. Are you next?
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Police State, buy it or stream it now at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
This KMTQ News Flash is powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Getting ready to party and say goodbye to 2023. More than 356,000 visitors are expected to help us do just that here in Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority forecasting an economic impact of more than $411 million, that is, in visitors spending this holiday weekend, with a total impact of more than $727 million. Hotel room rates for the weekend, they're higher than normal. The average room rate at nearly $262 a night, with the Palms topping that list, posting a $647 nightly rate. 3-day minimum, by the way, too. In what has become a New Year's Eve week tradition of sorts, Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman calling on the Golden State, California, to widen the I-15 south of the Nevada state line. With a holiday posting on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, the mayor expressed excitement. The high-speed rail between Las Vegas and Southern California may someday be an option, but she added, in the meantime, California needs to widen the 15 from Barstow to State Line. Caltrans has repeatedly said they have no plans to do just that. They and NDOT did work together, though, recently on a $5 million project to build a part-time lane to the 15, which runs for about 5 miles from the Nevada-California border up to the agricultural station and is operational Sundays Mondays only. No big winner for Powerball last night, which means Saturday's drawing. That'll be worth $760 million. That would be the 10th largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. Tickets, a couple of bucks apiece, are not sold here in the Silver State since lotteries are not legal here. The Lotto store in Prim, just across the state line, is the closest location to buy that ticket. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
A prepaid plan for your celebration of life can give you and your loved ones peace of mind today. But what if you move tomorrow? With us, you're protected. If you move more than 75 miles away, every detail of your prepaid plan moves with you to any one of over 1,900 locations in North America, guaranteed. That's a promise you'll find nowhere else. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Still have an accident on the Southwest Beltway, 215 westbound between Decatur and Jones. Big rig involved in this one. That's the cause of all the delay in getting this moved out. They're going to have to bring in some heavier equipment to get that cleared out of the way. That's 215 westbound after Decatur and partially taking up the right lane still. Have slow travels on 95 on the east side of the valley as you come and go through the Charleston curve. That's all due to road work. No accidents to report on 95-15 or Summerlin Parkway. Great-looking day in the valley. Weather-wise, warmer with highs in the mid-60s. We'll have clear, sunny skies today. It's only 45 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather round. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you... like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Good to have you with us. We've been talking for months now about how teachers in the Clark County School District need a new contract, and that's got to be job one. An arbitrator's decision has come in. The teachers will get a 10% pay increase this year, retroactive to July. They will also get 8% more coming up next year. So it looks like, I'm not saying the problem is solved, but that particular issue is off the front burner. Joining us now, John Velardita. He is the executive director of the Clark County Education Association, better known as the CCEA, better known as the Teachers Union. John, how are you doing? Congratulations on getting a new contract for your teachers and staff.
Thank you, Kevin, and I'm glad to be on your show.
Let me ask you, how difficult was it to get to the finish line on this one, or the fact that it was an arbitrator, it was just a kind of a waiting game for you guys?
You know, Kevin, good question. I think it's going to create some changes in the next legislative session. So, you know, what we ended on in a settlement, or I should say a decision, is what we had on the table March 30th, 2023. It took 9 months to get where we are at. We had to go through 28 arbitrators to finally find one that was available in a timely fashion. And the first order of business was on the part of the arbitrator was to order the parties back to the table. And essentially, you know, what we ended up with, the 10% the first year, 8% the second year that you allude to, as well as restoring a 1.875% cut in pay all these teachers took at the start of the school year, and additional money for our high vacancy schools to try to attract and retain people there, another $5,000 to their base pay. And then our most neediest population, our special needs students, those teachers are going to get another $5,000 to address their vacancy levels too. I mean, all of that was on the table March 30th, 2023. So, this never should have taken as long as it has, but it has for a couple of reasons. You know, one is just the whole arbitration process is extremely timely. You don't control the calendar. You're at the whims of a third party. And then, of course, we think the mismanagement of the superintendent in this administration.
Are you and the Board of Trustees still on speaking terms?
Well, I think that there's four trustees that clearly have unconditionally supported this administration, took a blind eye in terms of what was going on. And so we don't have a working relationship with them. In fact, some of them are up for reelection, and they shouldn't be reelected, in our opinion, because we don't think they have served the school district and the students and the educators and other staff wisely.
Let's name names. Who should go?
Well, first on the list is the president, Evelyn Garcia Morales. We think that she was an absolute, unconditional, follower of Superintendent Jara. And, we think that the fact that the president of the Board of Trustees did not have a critical eye, did not ask questions, she'll argue that she did, but we know differently. She's the top of the list.
Who else is up? And are you saying let's clean house totally, or is there anybody you want to keep?
No, we're not saying cleaning house totally. Listen, on January 2nd, next week, four trustees will be appointed to the new board. They represent somebody from the city of Vegas, city of Henderson, North Las Vegas, and the Clark County Commission. And though they have no voting authority, they have all other authority that a school board trustee has. We think that's going to be a difference maker. We think there's going to be a set of eyes and critical thinking that's going to not, unconditionally accept whatever this administration tells trustees to do, and we think that that's going to change. So we don't think that it's a wholesale clean house, Kevin, but we clearly think that there's several that should go, but we're also waiting to see how these new trustees come on board and how they change the dynamic.
Do you view Jesus Jara as endangered species material, depending on what happens in these elections, that if the right people get elected, Jesus Jara might be out?
Well, we've asked for his removal since the beginning of 2023, Kevin. I think you and I have talked about this in the past, and we haven't changed. In fact, we think his mismanagement of this whole bargaining process is another, example of failed leadership. We think it's just a question of time. I think he's held on to four votes on those trustees, four out of seven, and that's the only lifeline he has, and we think that that's very fluid, and we think that things are imminent in terms of change in leadership.
Again, John Velardita joining us, the executive director of the Clark County Education Association. I got to ask you, the governor promised $2 billion in new education spending. You've got the new contract that's in place. Are you satisfied that CCSD is doing the right thing with this money? And does that empty the coffers, so to speak, or is there more money down the road?
Well, no, we're not satisfied. We think that there has to be marked improvement on student proficiency levels, particularly for reading and math. We think that there's been absolutely no progress on those. We have a graduation rate that, ticked up a 0.1%, but most of these students that are graduating lack, sound proficient levels in reading, math, and writing. And we think that's an area of glaring concern. I think parents know that, see that. you know, we have people that are leaving the high schools that aren't necessarily ready for the workforce or a second career. I mean, I'm talking about the majority of them. So I think, you know, Governor Lombardo came out with investment comes accountability. That was his theme. We embrace that. And that's why we think that there needs to be a change in leadership, because we think the school district is going in the wrong direction. You know, the district just, you know, over the last year and a half, 2 years, received, you know, by like $1.5 billion of federal relief money. Most of that money now has been spent. It's a fair question to say, did it move the needle in terms of student outcomes? And then you have what was passed that you just suggested, Kevin, under the last leg session with the governor and the legislative leadership, dumping $2.5 billion in K-12 statewide, the district getting a significant portion of it. You know, I think it's high time for, you know, parents in particular, we're certainly, you know, demanding it, that there's got to be better outcomes with this investment.
I've got to ask you, because it comes up in every conversation that I usually have when it comes to education with voters, and that is school choice. Are you for school choice or against school choice?
Well, you know, we've had this conversation before, Kevin, and I'm going to say again what I've said before and what we've told, you know, people that are running for office looking for support from CCA and parents in general. CCA will never get between the decision of a parent and their student's best needs for an education. So we're not going to stand in opposition to that parent's choice, right? We're focused totally on trying to improve K-12 for those that have their kids in the public education system. So that's where our focus is. Now, we do know, particularly since this superintendent has a 5-plus year tenure, we've lost over 30,000 students in the Clark County School District that have migrated to other options, and primarily charter schools. So that's a statement by itself in terms of how people feel that they need, you know, options for their kids' education. But again, we're not proponents. We're not opponents of the school choice. We're not going to get between a parent and their kids' future. We're focused totally on public education and improving it.
Will you in 2025, will you support legislation to fully embrace school choice?
I'm not in a position to say what CCA as an organization is going to do going into the 2025 session on issues like this, Kevin. This is a decision that our members and our board of directors makes, and we have not taken a position contrary to what I just explained to you. And so we'll see as 2025 goes forward.
John, it looks like 2024 is going to be a good year for teachers and staff. They're going to get a nice raise. They're going to and by the way, that back pay money will start coming out in March.
So, no, it should come out in February for the 10% COLA adjustment that goes back to July 1. It should start in the first pay period in February for all educators.
Well, I've already talked to a number of your educators at the elementary and at the high school level, and they're very excited with the new contract. Thank you so much, John. Always good to visit with you. Congratulations on getting the deal done, even if it had to go through an arbitrator. The fact is, the deal is done. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Let's hope that 2024 is a great year for all of us.
Thank you, Kevin. Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
John Velardita, the executive director of the Clark County Education Association, better known as CCEA. Or, as we like to say, the Teachers Union. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince and I approve this message.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour is brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. In fact, I'll be in the chair for a cleaning this afternoon. He can be your dentist, too, you know. And now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That's a $150 value, absolutely free. And you know I love free. True Dentistry with two convenient locations in the Southwest. That's where I'll be this afternoon. And in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. 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 I mentioned Frank Luntz, and we've talked about him a lot over the course of the last two-plus hours. And I find it interesting that Frank Luntz is looking at Nikki Haley. A question was asked in this No Labels forum. It was a virtual forum. It was asked if Nikki Haley could win the GOP nomination. Listen to this.
Is there any shot that either of the candidates will be defeated in the primary? Specifically, a recent poll showed Nikki Haley within 4 points of Donald Trump in New Hampshire. Is there any shot that she might have?
Because of how our political system has changed so much, and because of social media that can take a message right into people's homes, even if the networks aren't helping, you can never say never anymore. I think that Donald Trump is still the prohibitive favorite, but I'm taking my West Point cadets. If y'all want to visit New Hampshire, come see me. I'm going to be up there for 5 days before the election. I absolutely believe that New Hampshire is going to be ground zero of American politics on the January 23rd. And yes, it is possible. It absolutely is possible, but it's still not likely. And should she make it close there, it doesn't mean that will upset all the other states, but it does mean that it will certainly be possible. On the Democratic side, I don't see that he does have a member of Congress who's challenging Biden. But just as Bobby Kennedy dropped out, and we've not discussed him on this call, but Bobby Kennedy is still taking almost 2 votes from Joe Biden for every 1 vote he's taking from Trump. And you don't see the Democrats screaming about him because they're afraid of him. Because he does have grassroots support and his name is gold within the Democratic Party because of who his father was. Yes, you are correct that it is possible, but it is still not likely. And I still think that we're going to know who the candidates are by Super Tuesday.
Now, one of the things that Frank Luntz talked about was how Nevada is trending Republican. He quoted numbers that I found stunning, that right now Donald J. Trump has a 10-point lead over Biden in the state of Nevada. Even with Hispanics and the unions, it's still a 10-point race. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't trust polling. But I'm starting to see more and more polls nationally that are confirming what we know here in Nevada, and that is that Joe Biden is in deep trouble. Will he get tossed overboard, or will he go quietly? I don't think he'll go quietly. He likes being president, even as he stumbles and fumbles his way around. I think he likes it. I think he likes having Air Force One and the White House, and Camp David. I think he's enjoying being president, and I don't think he wants to give it up. I just don't think he... I'm sorry, but I just don't think he's ready to give it up. I think they'll have to toss him overboard. How will they do it? I don't know. Will Kamala Harris, be part of a bloodless coup in the White House? Don't know. But all I do know is that Joe Biden in the state of Nevada down 10 points, according to Frank Luntz, the noted pollster. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us this hour, brought to you, as always, by True Dentistry. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
The losses are really starting to stack up for the road-weary Vegas Golden Knights. They dug themselves a hole in Anaheim last night, falling behind 4-0 in the first period and were never able to get out of it, losing 5-2 to one of the league's worst teams. The Knights ended up losing all four games on the road trip. They're back on the ice tonight at T-Mobile Arena to take on the LA Kings. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. UNLV men's basketball is back on the hardwood.